43 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now, it's our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts as Louisa Green and Kevin O'Shea will join me. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:51. Second Thursday of the month means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich joins me on the line now. Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing wonderfully. Thank God it's a little bit cooler than normal, so I don't have to run out when I paint. I'm more going to start painting my house and won't be sweating like a dog in the humidity.
Oh, so. Boy. Make sure you stay in the shade when you're doing the painting. This week, the proposal for the train station, Greenwich Transportation Center, and also then it's going to come before the Board of Selectmen today, P&Z this week. Tell us your thoughts about the initial probe into this.
Yeah, I had the benefit of being invited by First Selectman Peter Tesi to the unveiling for the Ashforth group of a redevelopment of the Greenwich train station. The redevelopment looks to keep a fairly similar footprint, although they're moving the cinema to, if you're facing the train station, to the far right corner. They'll have some underground employee parking there. They've obviously done a couple of iterations of the plan. I think they were looking at some more aggressive development, and now it's been scaled back. And I like it, but I have to be honest that it's going to require a review from both, I guess, the full BET and from the RTM. Because part of the development is going to be a transfer of air rights that belong to properties associated with the town. So we're giving away some air rights in exchange for some public amenities that the group is going to develop. So it looks like a fair exchange. The question is the development the level of the development that the town wants?
All right, that's your RTM hat. Now, on your state rep hat, is there state involvement with any reimbursement here or any funding of this or at all or what?
I don't believe so because it's the development of the property surrounding the train station. I think it's almost all in the private sector and or the town responsibility for town-owned land. So I don't think that the state will have anything other than potentially, you know, there's a couple of underpasses, and the one particularly to the left, right next to the cinema, I'm going to be looking at that to see whether we can do somewhat of an upgrade there. I noticed that as I campaigned in town, two places that I thought were particularly unsightly for the town on infrastructure that I think we all tend to ignore is the underpass there on, I guess, on Greenwich Avenue going down past the train station or underneath the train track, and the one in Byram. And it's the same issue, I think. If you look at Byram, we've redone the Byram Pool. It's a beautiful facility. The Junior League was a tremendous help on that, and we've had a gorgeous facility there. And now we've been working on upgrading Byram neighborhoods. And they're working on tree plantings and some, redesign, redevelopment of the area. And I want to make sure that we do that underpass. So I'm working with the Byram Neighborhood Association that was recently reconstituted, reinvigorated. I think Joe Cook-Kantorski is the head now. And I'm working with them to see if I can schedule a walkthrough or a tour with the Department of Transportation just to get an idea of what they'll do in terms of lighting. And they're working on proposals to put between the Byram Neighborhood Association, and I've asked them to include the RTM, the district for Byram, to look at what else we can do in that area in terms of whether murals or decorations. And I know there's some advanced plans looking there to do some decorating under the underpass, and I want to see if I can get the state involved to help out with lighting some of the infrastructure.
All right. Also in your district, and it's not related to the train station, but it's all part of this kind of POCD thing, is the steamboat here, a ribbon cutting that'll take place this afternoon, and you'll be there, right?
Yes, I was invited to that as well, and I'm happy to see that they were, that's still, again, it looks like everything's happening in my district just about, so that is part of the district, and I'll be looking forward to seeing the improved pier, because that structure was in dangerous risk of collapse and undermined by the sea, and it's been totally rebuilt, and I want to take a good look and enjoy the new facility that we've built.
All right. Let's get an update on electronic tolls and a special session. What's happening there, if anything?
Okay. On the special session, we are definitely having a special session, but it looks like it's going to be related to closing out bonding and potential veto or not a line item from the governor on certain issues, which I think is a non-event. I don't think we're going to be doing any vetoing. So we're going through a perfunctory meeting just to close out the budget. The issue on tolling, and, you know, there's obviously we just finished a League of Women Voters thing, and it was in the newspaper. And I'm still a proponent because I think it's the most sensible form. But it doesn't look like we've got a alignment yet among the various groups to bring it in front of the General Assembly. So in the short term, we're going to meet on the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th, one of those 3 days, for the general meeting. And I don't see tolling as being one of the issues for that date yet. I mean, that may change, but my sense is that it'll be probably potentially later in the summer, or potentially into the fall. But I'm not aware where the negotiations stand with the other people yet. So far, nothing.
All right, great. State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning, and stay cool out on the ladder today with the painting.
You've got it. Thank you, Debbie.
Take care. State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us the second Thursday of each month at this time, and next Thursday will be State Senator Alexandra Bergstein. WGC.